You're tuned in to Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. with the Harvest Group Institute. It's never too late to redirect your financial plan. Get the help and advice you need right here every Saturday morning at 10 on Praise 107.9.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you for tuning in with us. My name is Alexander Watkins. You are tuned into Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. So, as I said, my name is Alexander. I will be filling in for Joseph this morning. I am a 23-year-old graduate student that works in the political spectrum. I'm a community organizer for a nonprofit advocacy organization. Joseph is my mentor. He wanted me to share with you all some of the ways and one of the concepts that we talk about often, which is how if your money is not right, you cannot be an effective agent of change in your community. So when we talk about financing your future, it's multifaceted. It involves you having a day-to-day strategic plan, as well as a short-term, long-term plan put together. Many people, when I'm talking with them day-to-day, as I said, I'm a community organizer, what that means is I go out into communities. And I am one of those people that knock on your door during the political season and ask you about different things that you care about. And the reason that I'm doing that is to gather issues about what is important for you, to ensure that your voice as a voter is heard and accounted for. And to do that, there's a lot of people that vote, and it would take more than just myself. So I would need people, members of the community, to come out and advocate as well. That is how we begin to become the change that we want to see in many of our communities. You have to put forth that action, put forth the work, so that the blessing can quickly follow. And so one of the things that I hear a lot of is, well, I don't have time. You know, I have to work two or three jobs. My finances aren't absolutely where they need to be right now. I just don't have any free time. All of my free time is spent trying to find another opportunity to make some money for my family. And so a lot of the hiccup or a lot of the misstep in community activism is just a lack of time. And a lack of time is often due to a lack of money. If you have extra money, people that have a lot of money often give a lot to community organizations. They have a lot of free time to go out and volunteer, to advocate for issues that they believe in. But for the vast majority of us, we are so busy working 9 to 5, then we get off and we still have a job. If you have children, if you have responsibilities, if you have elderly parents you may be taking care of, family members that you're helping out, churches, it takes up a lot of our free time right there. So we don't have a lot of time to go out and be that change agent in the community that we want to be. And so some of the things that I want to talk to you all about this morning are how to begin to put together a strategic plan so that you can have your finances stable. And that way you can go out and advocate in the community for different issues that you feel strongly about. So one of the first things that you will want to do is to have something called a financial needs analysis ran on you. So basically what a financial needs analysis does is breaks down where your finances are presently in relation to where you want them to be. And it compares that to your overall goal of where you want to end up. And it shows you what you need to do to get to where you need to be. And what pitfalls are in the way of that. Pitfalls meaning, where are you spending more? Where could you be saving more? Where could you be spending less? Where could you be investing whatever little bit you have left so that you can get the money that you would have had maybe in a negative investment vehicle before working for you, getting the best value for your dollar? Many people that I speak with, they don't know about a financial needs analysis. They didn't know how beneficial one would be. And, you know, that's just something to think about really quickly while I remind you that this is brought to you by the Harvest Group Institute, which is a Bible-based training company, and the Uptown Experience, the only clean comedy club in Jacksonville. Feel free to reach out to us at any time. The Harvest Group Institute, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. That number is 904-533-6154. And if you want to talk with me right now, you have some questions about, hey, where do I go to get that financial needs analysis? How can I utilize that? Definitely give me a shout on the air at 904-296-2251. And so when we're talking about a financial needs analysis, that's the first step. So you want to get that so you know where you are. But then from there, that just tells you what you need to do. You actually have to start doing it. So you have to start looking at certain financial services that you would need. One of the things that I know is something that I am very passionate about is life insurance. Because a lot of people don't understand how to utilize life insurance as an investment strategy for their financial future. When you think about life insurance, you want to think about it in a way where, what is the greatest asset to your life? What is the greatest thing that you possess? Many people may name something material, like a car or a mortgage on a house. But your number one asset in life is your ability to go out and generate revenue for your family. And so when you think about life insurance, you want to think about, how much money would it take in the event that something happened to me and my greatest asset was taken off the table, where my family, my assets, my responsibility would be more than paid for. You see what I'm saying? Say if you have children and you have three kids and they're all 15. So you know that in the event that something happens to you, you're going to need about 3 to 4 years to support your children until they get to college. Now, hopefully they do get scholarships, but in the event that they also need additional funding, you want to make sure that that is there as well, because had you been there, you would have made sure that was there. So when you think about life insurance, you want to think about it as a way of renting your wealth and then investing your way to actually accumulating it. So that way you have a right now plan. You have a rainy day plan, because every day is not promised. Every day is a blessing. And so we want to make sure that in the event that we are called home, what we leave here in the material is taken care of. And so from there, you want to think about, okay, now how can I start to generate that wealth? A lot of people, you may have a stable job, a career that you're comfortable in. That's wonderful. Other people may want to go generate their own sources of revenue, i.e. starting a business, being a business owner. Those are opportunities for you to generate revenue consistently, as well as investing. You could invest in a mutual fund or an individual stock, and you could have the money that you've invested working for you while you're working, still getting your consistent paycheck at your career or in your business. Because the way that you reach financial stability, from just what I've been learning so far in my young life, is to have multiple avenues of income, multiple streams, so that in the event that one or two go down, you're still able to maintain your quality of life with those other avenues, if that makes sense. And as always, you know, if you have any questions, if you want to learn how to do this, this is all brought to you by the Harvest Group Institute, a Bible-based training company, and the Uptown Experience, the only clean comedy club in Jacksonville. Feel free to reach out to us, the Harvest Group Institute, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 904-533-6154. Let us show you how. And if you'd like to chat with me now, you have some questions, I would love any questions that you have. I can definitely see if I can push you in the right direction in terms of getting this process started. Give me a shout right now on the air, 904-296-2251. And so I say all of this to say that when you get a financial needs analysis ran, you understand what investments you may want to get into as well. You ponder the question of life insurance, and you make sure that you're making the right decisions in that regard. Well, what you're doing essentially is getting your money right. you are balancing out your financial life in a way that not only will you be sufficient, but you will be stable over a long period of time. Because when we talk about financing your future, we're not talking about just making sure that you are okay or your children are okay. We're talking about creating a system of stability to where your great grandkids come into the world with the right type of inheritance that you would want to leave them. You know, and when all of this is in place, you are at a place of balance in your life. You are at peace, so to say. Many people say that if I just had more money and I could pay all my bills off, I would be a little happier. You know, a lot of people say, well, I have a bad attitude because I work all night, work all day, and I come home and I have to still cook and clean and slave just to go to sleep and get up and do it again. I get 2 days off out of a 7 day period. And it just seems like I'm working hard, I'm working hard, I'm working hard, and I never see anything. Or if I do see it, it's just for a glimpse. And so what this does when you have your money right and you have your finances balanced is it puts you in a better place to be an effective agent of change in your community. Oftentimes, when we look at people in the community, we look at leaders when we say, well, why don't people follow them? Well, why don't people believe them? Well, if you don't believe in yourself, or if you are struggling in your personal life, but you are trying to be a community leader in spite of it, ultimately, what is done in the dark will come to the light. And it is very hard to keep up a front or to keep up a lie for an extended period of time. You have to truly become a person worthy of influence and following to truly be an effective change. And a big part of that in our society is having our finances balanced and stable so that bills aren't something that we have to worry about. So getting your money right, understanding where that financial needs analysis is coming from, understanding what it means, going through the right company. These are the things that the Harvest Group Institute are here to assist you with. And this is that, and we are who this is brought to you by. We are a Bible-based training company. And the Uptown Experience, the only clean comedy club in Jacksonville. We would love for you to come out and share a laugh with us. Have a good time. Children over the age of 10 years old are welcome as well. And so if you want to reach out to us, please do. The Harvest Group Institute, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. That is 904-533-6154. And please, if you'd like to talk with me, you have some questions about some things, give me a call right now on the air. I love to talk with you at 904-296-2251. And so, as I said earlier, I have aspirations to be a political candidate, be a candidate for office. It's something that I've always dreamed of doing. And that means that I'm going to have to be an effective agent of change in my community, which means that I'm going to have to get my finances together. And so when we think about who we want to be, where we want to go, what we want to do, what we want our children to see, what we want their future to be, we have to start thinking about what can I do in the community? How can I start with my own block, with my own neighborhood? It may be something as small as getting a community or group of kids together in the neighborhood, getting them a lawnmower, and in the summertime, teaching them how to build a small business, just going to their neighbors' homes and asking if they would cut their lawns, cutting the lawns of the elderly people in the community for free. It starts with each individual person. Michael Jackson is one of the greatest entertainers to ever live. One of my idols, and Man in the Mirror is something that I think about often when I'm sitting and I'm looking at the current presidential administration or issues that we've been advocating for hundreds of years that still seem to have not quite reached the climax of where we want it to be. And I'm trying to figure out, what can I do? Instead of being angry, I transfer that energy. Instead of being hopeless, I transfer that energy to what can I do individually? If I go out and pick up trash at my local park, how many other parents do I think I could get out to do something like that? See, community politics, it all starts local. It starts right there in your own backyard. And when you have your finances together, then you can be the leading force behind that change, because you can start with a little skin in the game. You can go to parents, hey, I'll supply a lawnmower if you get them a leaf blower. Or I'll get them shirts if you can make sure they have water. And so it becomes from you having your finances together and you being confident enough to go out and advocate for that change in the community, it's a trickle-down effect. So now, as a result of that parent seeing that you are a community activist taking charge, they're going to, in turn, follow suit. That's how human beings work. No one wants to be the first person to turn in their paper on test day. But after that person gets up and turns in that paper, now all of a sudden the whole class is done. That's just kind of how we do it. Someone has to break the mold and become the example, and that someone is you. So if you're thinking this morning, you know, what can I do to show my appreciation to the Lord for each day that I am blessed with? How can I go out and exalt his name 100% in every one of my actions that I do? If you were thinking to yourself, where do I start? What are some steps? Lord, you know, give me a sign. You are tuned in to Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience. Listening in with Financing Your Future with Joseph Tober Jr. and the Harvest Group Institute is showing you and telling you how. Start with yourself. Start with your finances. Become organized, intentional with what you do personally. And then from there, extend out. Break that mold. Do some quick research on Facebook. Look at some of the groups that have community events in your community during the week. It's something called a Facebook calendar. If you go to Facebook, you type in Jacksonville, Florida Community Calendar. You can pull up everything that is going on in the city of Jacksonville, and I'm telling you, it is something going on every single day of the week. No matter what day you're off, no matter what day you have a few minutes, it is something going on. All you have to do to start is just go show your face. Go bring that positive Christian energy to your community and let them know that there are agents of change, that there is still hope, and that there are people still advocating for the right type of change. And then from there, hold yourself accountable for what you need to get accomplished in life. If you know that you spend a little too much money in certain areas after you get that financial needs analysis ran, really hold yourself accountable and put a plan together and follow it. Oftentimes in my life, I'll start a process, I'll put a plan together, I'll follow it for a while, and then I'll look up and I don't know, I've gotten sidetracked. You know, life moves so fast. Now you have the internet, you have all these different trends going on. It seems like the news stations are following everything negative. It's like every avenue for you to step off the path. And it almost seems like every time I try to take a couple steps forward, it seems like some kind of way I get pushed a couple steps back. And when I do the research to figure out, well, what happened here, it turns out that it's just my own fault, my own lack of focus and lack of due diligence and self-accountability. So be thinking about those things. You know, when you get that financial needs analysis ran, and if you need a place and you want to know how, reach out to us, the Harvest Group Institute. All right, we are a Bible-based training company here to help you and benefit you at 904-533-6154. That is 904-533-6154. Reach out to us. Let us help you get started on this process and then give us the opportunity to hold you accountable, to make sure that you're doing what you say you're doing, and get you to where you truly want to be. Because the only way that we are going to truly exalt the Lord the way that we need to and we know we should is to get out into our community more, talk with more people, transfer that energy to as many people as we can come in contact with every single day. Be intentional in your conversations. Be intentional in your actions. And be intentional in regulating your finances. Because if you are intentional, then what you are trying to do will come to fruition 100%. Let us help you and let us guide you. That's what we're here to do. All we can do is the best that we can do to help another person. And it starts with helping ourselves and believing in ourselves. My mentor talks with me about this daily. So just think about that. Just think about that. This is brought to you by the Harvest Group Institute, a Bible-based biblical training company here to help you with your finances and financing your future. And the Uptown Experience, the only clean comedy club in Jacksonville. We would love for you to come out and have a laugh with us. Please reach out to us. Let us get you started on this process. Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 904-533-6154. That is 904-533-6154. Thank you so much for tuning in to Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience. My name is Alexander Watkins. This has been Financing Your Future with Joseph Tolbert Jr. Have a blessed and wonderful weekend.
This has been Financing Your Future with Joseph Tolbert Jr. here every Saturday morning at 10 with financial tips for you and your family, and all based on biblical principles. Contact Joseph for more information at 554-0946, 554-0946, and join him every Saturday morning right here on Praise 107.9.